Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Are we still toddling?
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
I'm just doing it inside now.
Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it that your bottom dollar, you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down.
No, but the coronavirus did. Good morning, it's 8:10, and Dean Richards is with us from Channel 9 with the entertainment news of the day. How you doing, Dean?
I never 100% understood what toddling is.
Well, we'll ask Tom Dreesen. He'll know. We're going to talk to Tom after the 8:30 news today.
If anybody would know a Sinatra story, it would be him.
Well, what's up with you today? You know, I mentioned that you'd be telling us a little bit about, among other things today, Samuel L. Jackson reading a children's book. And Steve Grzanich said, don't do that. Don't play any of what Samuel Jackson is reading. What's going on with him?
Well, you know, there was a children's book that came out a couple of years ago to help your children go to sleep, and Samuel L. Jackson did the audiobook of that particular children's book. That was called "Go the F to Sleep." And this new book, the same author, whose name is Adam Mansbach, he kind of wrote an adapted version of that now for the coronavirus pandemic days, called "Stay the F Home." And that's basically what we've beeped all the, you know, all the there was like super bad stuff out. Uh-huh. But it's, you know, it's still implied what he's talking about. So, I mean, I've given you a description of it, but there's no substitute for hearing Samuel L. Jackson saying it. But I understand if, you know, if you may feel like it might be a little bit too much.
Well, we can hear some of it.
Yeah.
The Rona is spreading. This is no joke. It's no time to work or roam. The way you can fight it is simple, my friends. Just stay the f*** at home. Now, technically, I'm not a doctor. But mother listen when I read a poem. So here I am, Sam f***ing Jackson, imploring you. Keep your ass at home.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want things to get back to normal,
we get the message. We get the message.
I think it's a strong message.
But we need it. We need to hear it. Some people really need to hear that.
We need to say this message as many ways as we possibly can, with bleeping if necessary.
What is going to happen now with the theater business? I heard a story earlier today that it made it sound like sooner rather than later these movie theaters might be opening again, because, you know, we need to go out and do that. But how would that work? I don't see how that can happen.
I have heard no word whatsoever about theaters, concert halls, movie venues, anything, even speculating on a date that they may be opening. In the beginning they did, because they thought this might only last for a couple of weeks, but I think it's become more than clear to everybody right now that this is going to go on for a while. And the movie theaters are staying closed. No word on when they might be open. Certainly no concert venues. Certainly no place where large numbers of people might gather. Will be opening anytime soon. There's an interesting study that came out over the last day or so, in which they asked people, do they feel likely that they would go back to large public events, movie theaters, concerts, etc., even once all of this is over? And nearly half the people in this survey say that going to a public event would scare them for a very long time, that it would take at least a few months for them to return to movie theaters, if ever, which is not good business for me, by the way. But, people are saying while they would appreciate getting outside and doing something safety first, and they're not anxious to get back to any kind of large gatherings. I got to say, I don't blame them. I mean, in the beginning of this, I didn't think twice. I mean, at the very, very, very beginning of this, I didn't think twice about getting on airplanes. While planes are now empty and you pretty much sit by yourself in a row now, the last couple of flights that I took, I did have people sitting next to me. I didn't really think that much about it. I was at movie theaters just as this whole thing was starting. But I got to say that, you know, I would think twice about all the precautions now before I do any of that stuff right now.
Well, I mean, I believe it when people say it's going to take a long time before they would go back to a big concert or a movie theater. But I think once we get through this a little more, I think people are going to be a little more aware and a little bit better about washing their hands and a little bit better about being conscious of what they're touching and how much they're touching their face. And I think with that in mind, we will all go back to the things we were doing before. But we're just going to think about them differently and be more cautious.
I hope people have a new consciousness about it, because I can't tell you that even, you know, still seeing people in stores clustered together, not exercising the, you know, 6 feet social distancing. You know, some people are paying attention, others are not. So I hope things are going to get better, and that people will use a lot more sense. It's a good lesson for us if there's going to be a positive out of this.
Yep. They will get better, Dean. It's Wednesday, the first day of April, and Dean, let's say happy birthday today, and this will make you feel old. Allie McGraw, 81.
What?
Love is never having to say you're 81.
Oh, preppy, please.
Sorry. Let's talk about...
Remember when that movie came out?
Oh, man, it was a big sensation.
Everybody went nuts about this.
A lot of crying.
I cried.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I cried that I sat through it. No, it was sweet. It was lovely.
Let's get to celebrities helping out and the Jenners.
Yes. You know, everyone's quick to criticize the Kardashian-Jenner clan, but they are also stepping up. Kris and Kylie Jenner, the mom and sister, doing their part. They're donating hand sanitizer to healthcare employees on the front line. They've got their own cosmetics company and cosmetics and skin line, and they're producing hand sanitizers for hospitals in Southern California. For first responders, both of them also have pledged $1 million apiece to coronavirus relief efforts. So
good for them.
Say what you want about the Kardashians, the Jenners, they're stepping up and helping also.
Yep. And tell us about the nanny. And are they doing a reunion? What's up?
Sort of. It's going to be a table read reunion. Shows do, when they're rehearsing before they actually tape a show, they sit down, they first sit down around a big table, all the actors, the producers, the writers, and they read through the script just to kind of get a feel of it. And then they start changing things and editing and put something in and take something out. So what you will be able to watch online is a reunion of the original cast of The Nanny sitting around and doing a table read. Fran Drescher said in a statement that laughter is the best medicine. In these challenging times, we thought it would be great if we pulled together the original cast and did a virtual read of the pilot episode. So they're going to get everybody who is still around to join in next Monday. It's going to be on the Sony Pictures YouTube page. So we can see that. By the way, there's going to be a Nanny Broadway musical that should be coming to Broadway at some time. Rachel Bloom, who starred in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the CW, is working on it with Adam Schlesinger, who was the show's executive music producer and also in the pop band Fountains of Wayne. They've been working on it together. Schlesinger has been tested positive for COVID-19. He's in the hospital. So hopefully he recovers quickly and they continue working on that project.
I have to call my cousin out in L.A., who I haven't talked to in a while, but she I'm trying to remember if she was the head writer or the showrunner for The Nanny, but she said all the time that Fran Drescher was the best to work with. She had nothing but great things to say about her.
I believe that. I've interviewed her a couple of times, and she was super nice both times. But as Kathy O'Malley on the Facebook pointed out, she was talking about Ryan Reynolds and hoping that he was a nice guy. So, you know, I chime in a little comment. I've interviewed him several times. He is a nice guy. And she brings up a valid point that she never knows if celebrities are real when you're interviewing them or not. You know, if they're on their media manners or if they're actually nice people.
Well, you can tell, can't you?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think if you're around them enough times, you know, and Ryan Reynolds I've interviewed, you know, a dozen or so times, and he's always been super nice. That said, they are actors. So
they're good.
Who knows?
Well,
who knows if it's real or not? But I think Ryan Reynolds is a great guy, and Fran Drescher, I've interviewed two or three times, and each time also very, very nice.
I think you should give your Dean's List grades to celebrities who are nice or not nice, in addition to the way you review movies.
Oh.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah, I got to say, the most frequently asked questions are which celebrities are jerks.
Sure.
People
yeah.
always want to know that. And, of course, I'm too much of a gentleman to say
well,
anything.
No, but why don't you?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Say you do an interview, and then after the interview, you wrap it up.
Right.
And then you say, and Tommy Lee Jones, a Dean's List D.
Right.
Right?
That would be generous.
And then you don't come out and say, not a nice guy, mean. You just do that and move on.
Yeah. I you know what? I never thought of that, to work that into, like, the, you know, when I'm factoring a grade on the movie, script, story, special effects,
right,
and whether or not the star was a jerk.
That's what we really want to know.
That would be good. Yeah, that's an interesting addition.
Let's see here. What else are we talking about? Oh, Amy Schumer. Now, so her dad is ill, right?
Her dad has had multiple sclerosis for about a dozen years. She's been living with MS for quite a while. He's not in a nursing home, but Amy's, you know, still trying to protect her dad, yet visit him at the same time. And she's posted some adorable pictures of her and her new 10-month-old son standing outside dad's window of his house, holding up a sign that says, "Hi, Grandpa, we love you." And you can see Grandpa inside waving, and you see Amy holding her son outside with the sign. And it's just absolutely adorable, especially coming from somebody who is so raw and, you know, extremely hard R-rated.
Yeah, for sure.
As Amy Schumer is doing something that's so sweet.
And finally, we have an update on the actor. No, I'm not familiar with. Is it Idris Elba?
Yep, Idris Elba, a British actor. He's been in tons of movies. He was People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive last year. 2 weeks ago, he revealed on Twitter that he had tested positive, and that his wife had both tested positive. So they went into self-isolation at their home. And we got a little update last night. He tweeted out a response, just kind of an update of how he's doing.
What's up, people? Just wanted to send you a little update on how we're doing. We're both doing okay, still asymptomatic, and we've passed the quarantine period, but we're a little bit stuck in limbo. We can't get a flight back home, so we just have to sit still for a little bit. But other than that, we're okay, and we're so thankful for that. I think the worst of it is probably passed. Just a big shout out to everyone that's like helping other people, especially the doctors and nurses and the healthcare people that are doing their thing. You lot are amazing. Just a note to say, listen, I'm still here. We're still here. I hope you're good. We're going to fight this thing and everything's going to be cool, man. Thank you for everyone that sends us the love and the thoughts. We really appreciate it. Yeah? All right. Respect.
All right. So there you go. Kind of a good, you know, we want to hear stories like this, like Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, who are tested positive for coronavirus, but seem to be doing okay, that, you know, they went through a period of feeling awful. but came out the other side of this, as the medical experts tell us most people will. There certainly have been plenty of tragic stories that have come out of it as well, but here's two more hopeful stories like this. That said, I watched Chris Cuomo on CNN last night.
Yeah,
just revealed that he has tested positive. And, you know, here's wishing him the best, that, you know, that he'll come out of this on the other side as well.
Yeah, we played the beginning of his show from CNN last night. We did that a little earlier this morning. And, yeah, it does hit home when you hear about these celebrities. But, you know, it's hitting all of us, all walks of life,
right.
All families. And but you're right. You got to keep in mind that for the most part, people do well with this. A lot of people have it, don't even know it. And that, of course, is the scary part, because you can give it to somebody because
right.
you don't think you're sick. I have a minute or so before the news here, but I wanted to get this question in for Dean. A text from 630. Have you or Dean heard anything about Ravinia's plans for the summer? Not yet, right, Dean?
No, they have not said what's going to happen yet. They're taking a wait-and-see attitude. The first major concerts at Ravinia don't begin until the start of June, when they start with their Jazz at June series. So I think that they're just waiting to see what's going to happen and how quickly we go through this. They haven't canceled anything yet. There have been some little smaller events that have been postponed, but nothing of the major concert season yet. So, you know, when we hear anything, we'll certainly bring it up, but you can always keep an eye on Ravinia.org as well. That said, I'll probably always remember the day when, you know, the coronavirus really, the story really exploded. It happened to be the same day that Wells Kaufman, CEO of Ravinia, was announcing their new fall, their summer schedule.
Yeah, talk about timing.
Classic bad timing on that. But, you know, nobody knew how big this was going to be at that time. So we'll keep you posted on Ravinia. There are a lot of concerts that are still on the schedule that have not been canceled yet, that have not been, some have been postponed until the fall. But, you know, most of them are still pending, the ones that are late May, early June. When we hear anything about any of those, we'll bring it up right away. I'll personally call each of you at home. How's that?
Keep us posted.
Just send me your phone numbers, and I'll call everyone one by one.
Dean Richards. And from Bob Surratt, he gets a BS list A+. Nice guy.
Likes to hear the BS list.
Talk to you tomorrow, Dean. Have a good one.